Well, it is just about 9 p.m., so it's time for the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It is Friday, January 9th of the year 2026. And you have tuned into a program we like to call Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, and thanks a lot. I know you love the thing you got. sat down with you care. Don't walk away in silence. Don't walk away.
else. If you're a ghost, then oh my God, oh can you give me the chills? Yeah. Is it love?
I'm in love, and they're to blame. Who are they? I'm talking about Wet Leg. I am in love with the music that they put out from their Moisturizer album. That is a CPR wrapping up that first set of the music that you're hearing on this radio program. I'll tell you more about what this radio program actually is. After I tell you the songs and tell you who I am, before the Wet Leg, Sonic Youth gave us Because from a Washing Machine, which came out back in the 90s. Actually, 1995. Look at that. I was only guessing. I don't know. I remember when I bought it. I remember where I was living, and it was definitely the 90s. Hey, before the Sonic Youth, After Image with Relapse came out a year or two back. But it's a reissue, let's say, because After Image was an early 80s band from the West Coast, and the Independent Meat Project Records label has reissued or issued an album of their material. What I love is Independent Project Records. I can't even say their name, but such a cool label to still be issuing stuff to this day, because they put out the first Camper Van Beethoven album back in 1985. And before the After Image, how about Joy Division with Atmosphere? That might be as deep into the Stranger Things soundtrack that I'll go. It might be. Who knows? I think that was from the first season they actually played that song. I'll talk more about that after I tell you the final song in that set. The first song in that set was some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack, an animated movie, if you did not know, from the early 1980s called Rock and Rule. With the song My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me Mock. They call me Mocky. They call me Mock Star. They call me all sorts of things. And some of them have no connection to the word mock. They just call me things. And that's okay, because that's what this show is. It's a program called Viva La Mock that happens on Friday nights here on WRCT. We start around 9 p.m. We take it all the way to 1 a.m. It's filled with music, ramblings by the guy called the Mockster, and more music. And that's pretty much the format. That's the show. People ask me, like, oh, what is your show all about? And I'm like, it's, I don't know. You tell me. Listen, that's what I should say. Just listen and judge for yourself. Next time. That's what I'll tell people next time. Hey, before I get too far into this radio program, I want to remind you that WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Spack Brothers is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. And they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives within their pizzas and their hoagies and their salads and all that good stuff. They offer takeout and delivery. For more information, visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That is spakbrothers.com. My rockin' attorney, he's your rockin' attorney. He's everyone's rockin' attorney because he's the rockin' attorney. Eric Jackson Lurie reached out to me, not just now, but like earlier today, pre-Viva La Mock, and said, "Hey, Mockster, what are you doing regarding the birthday of like Bowie and Elvis?" And I was like, well, their birthday was yesterday. I'm in the now. It's January 9th, not January 8th. January 9th. Doesn't mean I will dip into January 8th people who might have celebrated a birthday who have passed. Like David Bowie and Elvis Presley. In fact, Jerry Reed wrote this song. Elvis Presley had a hit with it back in 1968.
I'm running out of money. out while it ends.
From, I believe, technically his second album. He put out two albums back in 1976. Graham Parker. First album was Howlin' Wind. I think he put that out in April. And then in October, he put out Heat Treatment. That was the title track from said song, Heat, or said album, Heat Treatment, by Graham Parker. And The Rumor. Now, I got to tell you, I'll tell you a couple things. One is that album was produced by Mutt Lang, Robert Mutt Lang. You might know him from his work with, like, Def Leppard and the fact that he married Shania Twain and a bunch of stuff that he did. But he also worked with Graham Parker in the early days. What else was I going to say? Oh, the other songs. You're like, what about those other songs you played, Moxter? Oh, yeah. I played other songs before the... Before the Graham Parker, how about Elizabeth McQueen and the Firebrands doing her version of Dr. Feelgood's That's It, I Quit. Played that for two reasons. One, it's a good song. Two, Nick Lowe wrote it. And three, according to my AI, today was National Quitters Day. And I'm like, oh, if you want to quit your job, today's the day to do it. But I think it's like, oh, you made a New Year's resolution, and I'll give you 9 days, and you should quit. I think that's where it comes from. But and then the Deliberate Strangers before that, Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers from Ghostland. Next Exit gave us El Dorado. Played some brand new Marty Stewart in there from the Space Junk album with a Graveyard, and then started off with the G's and Mary Chain doing their version of the Jerry Reed Penn song, Guitar Man, which Elvis released. Conflicting things that I found on the internet, so I can't say he released it on this day in 1967 or 68. I forget what year it was, because other sources said he released it on other days in that time frame from whatever album that was. So I just played it anyway. Because Elvis, if alive today, or for you conspiracy people celebrating a birthday, yesterday, he had to be 91 years old if he were still with us today. It's a true fact. Start off that entire set with Elvis. Hey, don't forget, is credit card or other debt actually making it difficult to pay for your rent or maybe your mortgage? Now, home insecurity is an often unintended consequence of the inability to pay mounting credit card debt, student loans, or even medical debt. But by working with a nonprofit credit counselor, you can actually avoid or reduce the risk of eviction or foreclosure while tackling that debt for good. For more information about how nonprofit credit counseling can help, you can go to nfcc.org. That is nfcc.org. Don't wait. Take your first steps towards a brighter future. You can email me at mock. That's the old email. You can still email me there. I still have it. I check it still. But if you want to email me on the hipper email, which is a Gmail account because the kids like the Gmail. Still not a fan, but I do it because of you. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of me. It is Friday, January 9th of 2026. My name is Paul. This is Viva Lamach, and I'm live in the studio hanging out with you. That means you can also call me at 412-268-WRCT if there's something you want to hear. That's how it works. Gotta tell ya. David Johansen, if he is with us today, would be celebrating his birthday today as well.
To our private world. To our private world. But I just lost the love I'm bound to drown in something else. If I'll get cool and lonely, feeling sorry for myself, I need a private world. A private world. Oh, you call it drowning in the sea of dreams. I call it laughing, trying to hold up the stream. Private world. Oh,
this is Lenny from the Needmores, and you're listening to The Moxster on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Yeah.
Columbia. I know, she's still singing, but I want to tell you, I'm so excited. Actually, from her debut, The Lion and the Cobra. I think, what, 87 that might have come out. Sinead O'Connor, the late, great Sinead O'Connor. I got a chance to see her live one time in my life. I remember I was on a hillside in Pittsburgh. It was an open show. I don't even remember if it was the Arts Festival or something. And she performed, and I went to see because I wanted to see Sinead O'Connor. Mandinka, the name of the first single she ever put out that made her an international star at a very, very young age. And before that, the Needmores from Detroit, Michigan, with Side by Side, a brand new release from them that I have been highlighting for the past couple weeks. Played Pittsburgh's own Cheats in that set of music as well, from their 21 album. Which was a really fun album because I think it was their 21st release. I don't know, I had notes somewhere on it, but I think it was their 21st release, and it was a compilation of all these cover songs they had done over, or no, maybe it was a celebration of their 21 years, that's what it was. I know. Leave It to Me with Amateur Hour, I don't know what's going on, but anyway, Cheats doing Dramarama's Anything Anything. From 21, which is a compilation of cover songs that the Cheats have done over their 21 years. How about we just edit all that other stuff out and just pretend I said that and be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Speaking of Dramarama from Cinema Verite from 1985, they gave you a Dramarama doing Scenario. And start off the entire set with the New York Dolls from their self-titled debut with Private World. If David Johansen were with us today, he'd be 76 years old today. Sadly, we lost David Johansen about 2.5 months ago. Succumbed to brain cancer. Hey, speaking of brain cancer, I know it's a horrible segue. It is. I'm just going to tell you right now. You can get Zombo in your brain. He's cancerous. He's been a Pittsburgh institution for a while that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution, but we still give him a radio show, much like me. Well, mine's cooler, right? Just a little bit. I mean, his is pretty cool. I listen to it. I like his show. It's all right. I digress. His show's cooler, but it's called Zombo in Your Brain, and it's Fridays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The only thing that's not cooler about his show is he doesn't have the gumption to do a four-hour radio show. He can only do three. And part of that, I believe, was in his retirement package when he applied for Medicare. He was like, oh, you're not allowed to do, or I think it was Social Security. It's one of those things. You get to a certain age, and you can't do so many hours of doing things, and radio was one of them, so he has cut his show to a three-hour show, but it's every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. He almost like he mimics the Moxster by taking a theme and just doing 3 hours of it. So maybe that's better. I don't know. I do 20 to 40 minutes at some point of a thing called the Mox, but.